Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about finding the time and making the most of opportunities to date your spouse during busy seasons.
And Leo Christopher had this to say about time. He said, there's only one thing more precious than our time, and that is who we spend it on.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try and find you a good quote, you know, once a week. That's what we do. But as we jump into today's episode, we start every episode of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show with a hug. And this is really, it's an opportunity to celebrate what the two of you are doing in your marriage, the action that you're taking. And this hug actually came from a message that we received from a participant who was in the Conflict Cycle Coaching Program. And he starts off by saying, after being married for 17 years to my amazing wife, I thought we had a good handle on what marriage was all about. But as we found ourselves in conflict over topics that were under the surface and not understood or ignored, we found that we wanted more out of the gift of marriage that God had given us. So we looked into the One Extraordinary Marriage podcast, and from there, like so many of you, found the topics discussed were exactly what we had in mind and needed guidance on. We did the 3-week conflict class, and Elisa was able to open up so much more that we were missing. Talking with Elisa made it easier to get the conversation started with my wife. Listen to what they've done since that. We have since become intentional with each other about our desires and needs for our marriage and family. And we are going to the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway in Cancun as well.
Right on.
I will say this for anyone out there lacking confidence in their marriage on any level. Get involved with the One Family and find out just how extraordinary you can make the marriage to your spouse become. We thank God for bringing them into our life as a tool to make our marriage the way God wants it to be.
That's awesome. I love it that they stepped in through the podcast, jumped into your conflict resolution coaching, and then going to be joining us at the Six Pillars in Paradise Marriage Getaway in 2024, Cancun, Mexico. Cannot wait.
Absolutely. It's just, it's, you know, what happens when you take action. And, you know, that's a lot of what today's episode is about, right? Mm-hmm. It's that time of year where kids are headed back to school, schedules are getting busier with all the things that need to be done by the end of the year. And there's this just overall sense of having a whole lot of things to do and no time to do it. And that no time to do it is really no time to spend time with your spouse. And, you know, this has been coming up in a lot of my coaching sessions lately, you know, the similarity that like a late August, early September has to January, right? It's so easy to think about the beginning of the year, like, okay, this is what I got to get done. You know, this is what the year is going to look like. But there's this weird time, even if you don't have kids, there's this weird time in the whole August, September kind of back to school place where, you know, your time can easily be gobbled up by deadlines and by all the things that have to get done. And you can find yourself all of a sudden at Thanksgiving or Christmas looking back over the last 4 or 5 months going, when did we spend time together? What has happened over the last few months?
Yeah, because it really just, hey, we're stepping into our last beginning of the year for
it's our last our first youngest. Day of school. Yes. Well, it was yesterday
for high school.
Yeah.
So we're stepping into this, and it's amazing to think of all the years that have preceded this point. But I look at it now, and there are so many years that we looked at this August, September timeframe, and everything just hit. Pop Warner, AYFL, you got the start of school, you got all this stuff coming on. And then it's like, oh my gosh, but this year we're going to make it a little different, knowing that it's the last one. And we hope that what we share with you here today will help you go, you know what? This time of year, we're going to make sure we're spending some time together.
Because it's super easy for us. I mean, I will tell you, our daughter's a team manager for the varsity football team. And so like back in, I don't know, June or July, when the schedules came out, I'm like, oh, okay, all the football games on the schedule, done. And then, you know, like football events are happening. Those are all on the calendar. And then like her school schedule gets overlapped on the calendar. Now, yeah. This is on top of the fact that we also have deadlines for the things that we're doing at one projects. You know, the Hug mentioned the Six Pillars in Paradise marriage getaway that we're planning and doing. Like there are a lot of things going on in our household. And what I know, because I have these conversations week in and week out with all of you, is that there's a lot going on in your household too. Well, you know, calendars are full. And we can find ourselves, and we have, where it's just like, oh my gosh, when was the last time we went? When was the last time on a date? When was the last time we actually invested in our recreational intimacy? And I'll tell you, the recreational intimacy isn't just a filler chapter between spiritual intimacy and sexual intimacy and the six pillars of intimacy. Like, I just didn't need something extra. And so I'm like, oh, let me just, you know, like whip up this idea. It plays a role in our marriage, and it plays a role in yours. And being intentional about that matters. Right. It, in chapter 9, which is the chapter in the Six Pillars of Intimacy, where we talk about recreational intimacy, I define it as, you know, it's all about what the two of you do together at home, on dates, or just for fun. It's the plans the two of you make to spend time together, do things you enjoy, and have fun.
And I like to call this one recreational intimacy. What are the activities and fun you're doing?
And this doesn't mean chores.
Like, yeah. This is what are you doing? What are those fun activities? And I do want to put this little caveat on here. Dates don't only have to be date nights that are 2 or 3 hours long. And that's what we're going to be discussing here today. It's like, in those busy seasons, how are we going to invest in one another? How are we going to get close and connected in our recreational intimacy when time is a little shorter? Maybe we are running from point A to point B because there's one game and we got to get to the next game. And yet we may have some time in between where one game is ended, one is like the practice is starting before the game. Is there some time in there? Or We've had it even before. There are tournaments going on, lacrosse tournaments. I remember lacrosse tournaments where you'd be out there for 3-4 games. There was always time in between. And really, as the children get older, as they become friends with others on the team, they're not sitting with you the whole time. It's how are we, though, and I will say I have been there before, where I can get lazy. And I have. It's easier just to sit in my chair and watch the other game go. Easier to just sit on my phone with Elisa on her phone just right next to me. And the hours will pass. And we can end up at our hotel room or back here at the house at the end of the day going like, we had a lot of time together, but did we really have fun? I mean, we were together, but did we enjoy ourselves? So we've been there ourselves, and I can even say that into football stands as well and in other playing fields over the years.
Well, and we've spent a lot of time on fields, but, you know, we also have full lives, and you can have these seasons where you're just running, running, running. And if you don't take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves and really even, you know, get into this place of saying, okay, you know what are we going to do? Months can go by. For some of you, years have probably gone by. And when the schedules get super busy, like Tony was just describing, and literally I'm thinking, because I color code everything for my daughter, her high school colors are red and gold. So I'm thinking of all the red, like literally, you guys, I'm visualizing all of the bright red that is on my calendar for the next. You can get into this place where the fun that the two of you have will take a backseat to all the things that you have to do. You get into this place where it's like your recreational intimacy falls to the bottom of the list. It comes behind all of the other responsibilities that you have. Oh, we have to get to this game, or we have this meeting, or we have to do this, and we have to do that. But here's the thing. You don't just have a responsibility to all of those other people, events, organizations, etc. What about the responsibility that you have to the person that you married? Right? What does that look like to spend time with your spouse on purpose to make a difference in your marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It doesn't just happen. You have to choose to do it. It's not putting your marriage at the bottom of the priority list saying, you know what, when the kids get older, or when I'm out of this season, we're at that place. And I don't know if I've mentioned it earlier this year, and this is something I just have to share with all of you. We were at a place where, you know, 16 years ago, when we were at a crossroads in our marriage and things were crazy and all this kind of stuff, we said, well, maybe we'll just stay together until the baby graduates.
Yeah.
We're at that place, you guys. Sometimes you can get so busy and you're like, when the kids graduate, or when the season's over, or when something else happens, then we'll make time for one another. Then we'll do the fun things with one another. And I'm here to tell you, I sit across from a lot of couples. You got to find the time now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be these epic long, you know, like 3-hour dates or all day dates or weekend dates or week long. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those. Tony and I are big fans of traveling by ourselves. Big fans. But what can you do when you start to say, hey, we want to build this recreational intimacy. I want to spend time with you. I recognize that having fun with you and making memories with you is important.
And can I just say something too?
Please.
For those of you who are empty nesters and you're like, oh, we got all the time in the world.
Oh.
Got it. Like Elise and I are already looking at that going like, whoa, okay. When it comes to your recreational intimacy, again, we can spend time together, but what are those fun activities that we're doing together?
I actually think it's a little more dangerous if you're an empty nester.
Well, because there's nothing really like, There's no structure at times. So you're just around each other. And this is somewhere where Elisa and I are as well. Like, what are we going to do to make sure that we are strengthening our recreational intimacy, that closeness and connection? It's just not time. Like we're together. What are we doing to actually get close and connected around an activity, something fun that we enjoy doing? And for some of you, I've seen, I mean, many of pictures, like you're out golfing, you're out fishing, you're out hiking, you're doing amazing things. And that's what we're here to share with you is like, don't stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Keep doing those things.
Well, and I want to let you in on a little secret. If you get consistent with spending time making memories and having fun with your spouse, you can accomplish a whole lot more than you think in a whole lot less time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That consistency factor is amazing. And you can create this sense that one another is a priority when you start showing up on your calendar and you're being intentional about the time that you're taking with one another. And, you know, I had this conversation the other day with a couple of coaching clients, and we were talking about this busy time of year and all the things they've got going on. And the husband actually said to me, he's like, hey, Lisa, can I do a screen share? I'm like, sure, you know, just show me what you want to show me. And so he pops up with his calendar, and guys, it was crazy. It's like meetings on top of meetings. He's like, do you see that one time slot on Thursday where I've got like three meetings all at the same time? I'm like, dang, dude, that's impressive. And then you come to the weekends and there's nothing, right? Like completely blank. He doesn't schedule anything on the weekends. I'm like, that's epic. And he was very clear. I don't want to schedule anything on the weekends. And so his wife's sitting there and we're having the conversation and she's like, I would love to have things planned for the weekend. So right in the middle of the session, and I said to the husband, I said, hey, can you put your wife on the calendar on Saturday? Give her own color. You know, kind of like I was talking about Abby's red. Give her own color and put a smiley face. And I will tell you that in the, I don't know, probably 10 seconds it took him to find a time slot, put her name on it, put a smiley face, give her own color, her face crumbled. And you know what she said to me? Us? She said, knowing that I'm on the calendar, knowing that there's time for us, makes me feel like a priority. And I want to tell you, it wasn't like it was an epic amount of time, but it's why we're doing this episode. Because as we talk about finding those opportunities and taking advantage of the little bit of time that you have, I want you all to experience what that couple got to experience in that place of feeling like the marriage is a priority again and one another is a priority. And we're going to talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're back, and we're talking about how the two of you can find the time to date in even the busiest seasons of life. And we're all going to have them, right? I mean, Tony and I look at this time of year. I mean, we're putting football games on the schedule. We're planning trips. We're doing all this kind of stuff. And yet we know that we're doing this episode for us. Mm-hmm. And for all of you guys. But we had to have this very real conversation of going, okay, first and foremost, how are we going to define recreational intimacy for this season? Right? What's going to count?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conversation we want all of you to have.
And I think for myself, when I think of this, because I was thinking through this and going, what does that look like? And I think it's, we need to be taking like our Monopoly deal game with us wherever we're going. Because for me, and we haven't been playing it in a bit, mm-hmm. but I love those moments when we just pull out Monopoly deal and just play it, because I win.
I was waiting for that.
No, you, there are times when you win too. I let you
for the grace.
I'm playing. But I do believe just making sure we pull that thing out can be beneficial for us. Mm-hmm. And we do have time. Like, we get to games early enough. We're at places, you know, and we end up just sitting around, and mm-hmm. more times than not, we're sitting around just sitting on our phones and just going, uh-huh, yep, you know, taking some pictures and really just waiting for other folks to show up, because we do like to get there early and just be around. And I think us taking the time to just pull it out and even playing a couple of rounds when the team is just warming up, we're not going to miss anything. Like, and so I think for myself, just even thinking about this as we step into this final football season, having that deck of cards with us, I think can make a big difference.
And that's what the two of you need to do, right? Define what will count as a date, what builds your recreational intimacy, and what you can do, you know. From there, you have to go look at your calendar and go, where are our windows?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? If you've got meetings upon meetings upon meetings and then stuff in the evening, is there a gap in there where the two of you can connect? Right? If you've got, you know, multiple kids, and I know this time of year, lots of you have multiple kids playing different sports and, you know, different, is there 30 minutes?
Here's the thing, and I think all of us will benefit from this. 15, 30 minutes without our phones in our hands and in our face really makes a difference. And I'm preaching to myself. Believe me, I'm not immune to it. I'm really saying this, like, it's amazing what 15 minutes without distraction with our spouse can do. Mm-hmm. And we can have that closeness and connection with our recreational intimacy in just 15 to 30 minutes. Like, that's nothing, but it's getting that phone away and putting it away so it's not distracting us from our spouse. Because there have been many a study said and done about multitasking, and having a phone in our hand and trying to talk to our spouse is multitasking. Mm-hmm. And it takes us, I don't know, what does it say in work terms, like 5 minutes or something,
five to seven,
to get back into, like, a full like flow of work. So think about the same thing with your spouse. If you're talking to them about something and all of a sudden it's like, ding, oh, I got to answer this text. Oh, ding. And then all of a sudden you get back to your spouse. It takes like 5 minutes to get into that flow. And maybe you felt it. I have. Because you're like, well, we were just talking about that. And now we sort of got to go back to that and then get back into the flow. And then, oh, shoot, ding. It takes us out. So preaching to myself again. Put the phone down. Let's spend 15 to 30 minutes, even if it's once a week with one another. What could that do for us?
Well, and getting it on your calendar, especially in the busy seasons, just like that wife experienced, lets both you and your spouse know that your marriage is a priority, right? It's there. It shows up. There's going to be a reminder, all of the things. But I get it, right? There are going to be conflicts. There are going to be, you know, it's going to be the coach that runs practice late, or it's going to be, you know, the game that goes into overtime. And you're like, ah, that was our window. And here's the thing. We all know it's going to come. And so your frustration is normal. Like, I'm not going to minimize your feelings around that, but reschedule it as soon as possible. Mm. The two of you, and this is what I told that couple, I'm like, things will come up. They schedule themselves for Saturday night. And then a little bit later in the session, the wife starts laughing. I'm like, what's so funny? She's like, that's his mom's birthday dinner.
Yep. Well, that's.
And so I just looked at him and I'm like, okay, well, when are we going to reschedule it? Can you do breakfast? Right? Like, what's that time going to look like for you? But you are the most important relationship. Mm-hmm. As a married couple, you are the most important relationship. So if you have to adjust because somebody else is, you know, trying to get on your calendar, do so. But get yourselves back on the calendar. Don't just say, oh, you know, we'll pick this up in a couple of weeks. No, do it now. Do it now so that you can take advantage of that time and you stay connected by building your recreational intimacy and really like getting into this idea of micro dates, right? Like use this time and really pour into, hey, we don't have 3 hours on a Friday night. Like for us, I literally just told some friends, we don't have any Friday nights between now and November because Friday Night Lights have officially started. So even for us, right? How are we going to take advantage of those opportunities, small windows of time, call it micro dating, call it mini dating. I don't care what you call it as long as you do it.
And I think the reason why we're saying that is because you guys get to define what that looks like. And I think all of us understand that. Hey, date night is this for us. Hey, we're going to go out on a lunch date means this for us. In times of busy season, when you need to press in, when you need to strengthen your recreational intimacy and you don't have the time, what does it look like when we do a micro date? Mm-hmm. For most, it's like 15 to 30 minutes, as we said. But you've put some parameters around it so that the two of you experience it and understand it. Like you're not expecting 3 hours together. You're expecting 15 minutes of quality, undivided attention with one another.
Wow.
There you go. And we can say that to one another and understand, right? We talk about emotional intimacy. Mm. It's that verbal and nonverbal communication. When we can verbalize something like this, then we're both on the same page. And neither of us is let down or feels like, oh, we didn't do our part in this. Because it's a micro date. We know we're going to be here for 15 minutes. Elise and I are going to play cards for 15 minutes. Call it good. Maybe it goes a little longer if we're playing 2 out of 3 or something. We have a little extra time. You know what I mean? But it's not like, oh man, we didn't get to have this amazing day. No, we planned for 15 minutes. We did our time together. All right, cool. Like, let's do it again next week at the next game because we're going to have some time there, you know? So you guys defining that gives you the power to strengthen your marriage.
Yeah, it's such a clear way to set the expectations and to be in this place. And you know, so this is some suggestions on where this can happen. You know, like if your kids are at practice, grab takeout, because I know sometimes coaches, because there's only so much field time, sometimes coaches schedule practice over dinner time. Mm-hmm. We've done it many years. So the two of you grab takeout. You have a picnic there at the practice field. Just the two of you, or maybe the other kids running around, but it's, you know, you get that dedicated time. But then you don't have the hangries and you're much better equipped on the back end of that to take care of your kids who might be slightly hangry. Because guess what? Mom and dad have had time together.
Yeah. Or pull out some chairs, the back of the car. We've done this before. Just sitting in the back of the car, we know practice is going on. It's like, text us when you're done. Mm-hmm. Like, we're sitting in the back car, back of the truck. Maybe for some of you have a truck, SUV, whatever. Pull out a blanket, sit on your chairs, and just enjoy. I get it. Early August, September can still be brutally hot. I get that. So, you know, maybe it's throwing the AC on inside the car. Doing that together. You know, you're going to have to ebb and flow depending on where you're at. And we have had to do the same.
You know, think about having coffee dates or just ordering an appetizer. Right. That's going to take a lot less time, you know, whether you're like running in between meetings or practices or chauffeuring the kids somewhere. So mm-hmm. instead of going, oh, my gosh, well, you know, like if we're going to sit and have a whole meal, that could be an hour, hour and a half. You know what? Let's just go grab a coffee. Let's go grab just an appetizer, you know, just to catch up, reconnect, have our time during the day in between meetings, that type of thing. Because, again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to build the recreational intimacy between the two of you and really foster just those memories. Like, oh my gosh, you two can high five on the way out of the restaurant and go, look at what we did. Mm-hmm. We got time together in a busy week. I know you're off to your thing. I'm off to my thing. Let's kiss and know that we made our marriage a priority. Mm-hmm. Right? Tony mentioned us putting the Monopoly deal cards. I actually think I have to get another set just so we can put one in the glove box, because the third thing I wanted to share with you is using the conversation cards, which we do have in our glove box. Mm. We tend not to pull those out like in crowded, like I wouldn't necessarily do those in the football stands, but those are great over your appetizers, right? Mm-hmm. To build that emotional intimacy, but keep those around. Maybe you've got 10 minutes and you know, you might even be, now guys, I'm even going to go just give you a little bit of an extension on what recreational intimacy could look like. You could even FaceTime each other if you're in separate places. A lot of my military couples will do this. They'll FaceTime and do things. But if you each had a conversation card, you could have that time together, FaceTime, have a conversation. Even when you're in the midst of all of your other busyness, you've made time mm-hmm. for one another and you get into that place of connection.
I just want to say, I'm going to put the Monopoly deal links to both that and the 88 conversation starters for husbands and wives here in the episode notes.
Fabulous. Another idea for small dates. Again, this one doesn't even take you out of your home. Get your kids to bed. First and foremost, get your kids to bed and then order a pizza or just have dessert. Mm. Just the two of you. So you don't have to share your ice cream. The two of you out by the fire pit or by the fireplace, depending on temperature and where you are this time of year. But again, ice cream's going to melt. Ice cream is one of my most favorite micro dates because it does melt. There is a finite time to the ice cream. And so have a conversation, eat it, connect while you're doing that. Again, small doses of time together, done consistently on purpose, change a marriage.
And don't forget, we're giving you some suggestions. And you may go over time and because you guys are just enjoying the fun you're having and it's totally okay. These can be extended and, or even decreased in time. Maybe you had a 30 minute window, but all of a sudden practice ended in, you know, 10 minutes early or 15 minutes early. It's okay if that happens for you, but we're trying to help you come up with some ideas where you can go, oh, you know what? We can do that this season with school starting, with sports starting, with maybe a busier work schedule. Maybe there's more church things going on. And don't forget, we're going to end, before you know it, we're going to blink our eyes. We're going to be right into the holidays. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right into Thanksgiving. We're going to be right into Christmas. We're going to be right into New Year. And so what are we doing now to practice, to put new habits into place? Mm-hmm. And I will say I've been listening to an amazing book called Atomic Habits, and I think it is a must read, must listen for all of us who are married, because this isn't just our individual habits and what we're doing by ourselves, which it talks a lot about. But as I'm listening, I'm like, oh, these are things that we can do in our marriage. Mm. Fantastic book. I'll put a link to it here in the episode notes as well.
I just want to share one last idea, and this came out of a combination of places, something that was mentioned in the One Family Private Facebook group, but also a playlist that was generated of first songs. Create your own romantic playlist. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can have as many songs on there as you want, and just invite your spouse to dance. You might have time for one or two songs. Right? You might have time for three or four. Mm. But what happens when the two of you, in the midst of all of the chaos of a busy season, make time just to hold one another, dance to your song or to other songs that have meaning, have that physical intimacy, and just stop everything else that's going on just to focus on the two of you. Because here's the thing. You can let your schedule be your excuse. Mm-hmm. We've done it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many times have you asked somebody, hey, what's going on? Like, da, da, da. And they're like, I'm so busy. That can become an excuse. And we know that every single listener to this show has a full life. We've talked to enough of you over the last 13 and a half years. We know. So the question, it's not, do you have the time? Because we all have time in various ways. We're spending it on all those things that are keeping us busy. The question is, how will you spend the time that you have on your marriage? And that's not a question that Tony and I can ask. It's obviously about answer. Your marriage or answer. It's a question we're asking about our own marriage. Because I know that a year from this episode, give or take, our youngest will be empty. It will be flying the nest. We will be empty nesters, give or take. A lot of her friends are leaving this week. So we're about a year away.
Yeah.
And our hope is that your marriage is as strong as it can be in a year, just like that is our hope for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Spend little bits of time consistently and on purpose. Date your spouse in the time that you do have with intentionality.
Yeah. I mean, this is your week. Step into it, you know, step into it together. Look at your calendars, even just for the next 30 days. Put aside some time, pick something to do, and go make it happen. Strengthen your recreational intimacy this week. See what happens after 30 days. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear what you're doing. We'd love to hear the ideas that you're doing together. And we want to share those with the One Family. So send us your hug at hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.